Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 24 of Acts chapter 17. The God who made the world and everything that is in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might feel around for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said. For we also are his descendants. Therefore, since we are the descendants of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by human skill and thought. So having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now proclaiming to mankind that all people, everywhere, are to repent, because he has set a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness, through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all people by raising him from the dead.
At times, God's work is dramatically obvious, as when he parted the Red Sea to deliver his people from slavery in Egypt. And at other times, what he does is inconspicuous. For example, the air in our lungs is provided by him daily. Either way, he's always accomplishing something, whether we perceive it or not. Imagine how greatly those of us who are believers will be blessed if we can increase our awareness of how God is orchestrating all things for our good. The demands of a busy schedule sometimes leave little room for quiet moments in God's presence. Without periods of meditation and prayer, our spiritual senses become dull. But when we regularly communicate with our Heavenly Father and spend time pondering His Word, we will see things more clearly. Then we can better appreciate all He's working to accomplish in, through, and for us. The same is true in our prayer life. For instance, we readily acknowledge the Lord's intervention and rejoice when it occurs on our behalf. But if our request isn't granted, or if His timing doesn't match ours, we might incorrectly conclude He's inactive. However, today's scripture passage demonstrates the magnitude of God's power and care, and we can watch with joyful expectancy for whatever He chooses to bring about.